A senior U.S. official says negotiations to end a transatlantic dispute over subsidies to rival aircraft makers Boeing and Airbus could be continued, with the original deadline for the talks to end just 1 week away. The United States wants the European Union to stop providing loans to help Airbus develop new aircraft. Brussels says Boeing profits from aid through federal contracts, tax breaks from Washington State, and Japanese government support for wing and fuselage subassemblies in Japan. Washington and Brussels agreed in January to set aside competing cases at the World Trade Organization over the issue and try to negotiate an agreement to eliminate subsidies by April 11th. Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick held talks on the matter at EU headquarters in Brussels. Afterwards, he left open the possibility that the negotiations could be extended, but said the United States would press its case at the WTO if the talks fail.
If need be, we're willing to continue the standstill beyond the 90-day period if the European Union can follow through on those core principles that we agreed in January. But if not, that's what the multilateral system is for.
Both sides agreed to freeze subsidies and litigation in January when they set the 3-month negotiation period. Airbus recently passed Boeing as the world's largest maker of commercial aircraft, putting more pressure on the subsidy issue. Both companies will be in sharp competition over two new aircraft, the Boeing 787 regional jet and the Airbus A350. Meanwhile, Mr. Zoellick played down speculation that a legal battle over the subsidies at the WTO could cause problems with other important issues coming up in the Doha round of world trade talks.
This talk that it would interfere with the Doha agenda is not talk that I subscribe to. We had disputes over the past 4 years, and Commissioner Lemie and I managed to handle some pretty tough ones, whether it be steel or other topics, and yet work closely together on the Doha agenda as well.
But the European Union's Trade Commissioner, Peter Mandelson, has said it would be a mistake to ask the WTO to decide the Boeing-Airbus case. Douglas Baxton for VOA News, Luxembourg.